In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Today's story of the Samaritan woman has so many powerful lessons for our spiritual lives. But one I'd like to focus on today comes near the end of the story. Jesus meets the woman at the well, gets into a conversation with her. First, they talk about living water. Then he talks to her about her life. And then they talk about the Messiah, the Savior, who is coming. And then Jesus reveals that he is himself that Savior. And so she believes in Jesus and goes to tell her neighbors, goes to tell her townspeople about him. And they listen to her, and they believe enough to want to hear more. So they come out and ask him to please stay with them 2 days. And then the story concludes with the people telling the woman, they say, "Now we believe not because of what you said, for we have now heard for ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. We believe now not just because of what you said, but we ourselves have heard him. We've seen for ourselves." And this is the part of the story I'd like us to consider. Because in some ways, each of us are like the townspeople in this story. We first hear about God from others, often parents first, maybe Sunday school teachers or a priest or relatives. Someone tells us about God. Maybe we first hear about God as children, maybe later in life, maybe both. And like those Samaritans, we first believe in God based on what we hear. And that is a great foundation. That is a good foundation for our faith. But really, it is imperative. It is essential that we also see and hear and find God for ourselves. Finding God oneself is the greatest calling of every human being to ever live on this earth, so that we can say it is no longer just what you said, but I have found for myself. I have encountered God in a way that is unique to me, and I have come to know the Savior of the world. That is the calling of humanity. Now, if you're going to see God, you got to have eyes open. If you're going to see God, you have to have a soul that wants to see. You know, later in John's Gospel, there's a very interesting story, a very interesting event. God the Father speaks from heaven to Jesus just before he goes to the cross, and he says, "I have glorified your name." Now, some of the disciples heard God speak, heard God say those words. But it says in the gospel that other people heard a sound but didn't know what it was, didn't hear the exact words. And they said, "Well, an angel must have spoken." Still others said, "Ah, it was just thunder." The same event, but three different groups of people hear it three different ways, three different interpretations. Some hear God clearly, some know it's something to do with God but not sure what, some, it wasn't God, it was just thunder. Only those willing to hear God did so. There's a crucial lesson for us if we'd like to encounter God. How many times in a day does God show himself? Does God speak to our hearts and it just slips by us? We say, "That wasn't God, it just thundered." Oh, maybe we don't use those words, but the end result is the same. It slips by and it goes beyond our notice. God comes in situations you don't expect. God works through people that you and I don't expect him to work through. You know, sometimes you see a person that you don't like doing good in this world. What happens? Let's be honest, what happens? We immediately want to question their motives. Oh, they're only doing that because they want attention or because of whatever. When really, God is working through them. You know, I have a little secret I'm going to share with you. God can actually work through people you don't like. It's true. It's true. In the gospel story, the Samaritan woman likely was not well liked by the townspeople. I mean, it was a very traditional kind of place. She had 5 husbands, all kinds of kids according to tradition. She's now living a guy she's not even married to, and she's the type of woman that goes to the well alone at noontime. And they all knew what type of woman that was. And yet the Samaritans wanted a Savior so much, they were willing to listen to her testimony. They didn't care that she was someone that they might not have liked, that she was someone that they might have been gossiping about. They had their hearts open to hear through someone just because God may have been working through her. What about life situations? It's easy to see God in the good times, a beautiful liturgy, children playing. But what about seeing God in the tough times? Earlier this month, a tornado ravaged a little town called Elmore, Oklahoma. Left the town completely devastated. Two people died. Now, I'm not saying that God somehow specifically aimed a tornado at those folks. But what I'm asking is, does anyone have a soul that can see God, that can hear God in the middle of a storm like that, that can go to the aftermath and say, somehow, God was still here, and somehow he's going to be here with his people? Or is the soul just saying, it was one of those things, it was just thunder? If he is there in our storms, then we have to let the eyes of our soul see him. Samaritan townspeople first believe in Jesus because of the woman's testimony, which is a very good start. But eventually they see and hear for themselves because their hearts were open to see and hear for themselves. How many times in a day does God show himself? How many times in a day does God speak to our hearts and it slips by us? If you're going to see God, you have to have your eyes open and you have to have a soul that wants to see. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed.